You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you, like me, are a little sick of heavy holiday food, you are the target audience for the vegan fast casual chain Veggie Grill. The company's raised nearly $250 million from venture capitalists and has been a success in California, Oregon, and Washington State. But can what works on the West Coast work across the country? The company is betting on it with a national expansion plan. Steve Healy is the CEO of Veggie Grill, and he joins me now. Welcome.
Thanks. Great to be here.
You all serve fast, casual, vegetarian food, and right now you're on the West Coast. How do you plan to expand nationally?
We're up and down the West Coast today from San Diego up through Seattle. But over the next few years, we do want to bring our brand to the East Coast and throughout the country, Midwest for sure, and East Coast for sure.
Do you think that the rest of the country is ready for a vegan chain?
Absolutely. And the growing trend around vegetarian food and eating a veggie diet or plant-based diet or vegan, whatever, however you'd like to describe it, is a growing trend, especially in big cities. There's a lot of our core consumers clustered in those big cities.
When you think about your consumers, who are they?
Well, interestingly enough, yeah, we do attract vegans and vegetarians, but about 80% of our guests don't consider themselves vegan or vegetarian. They're what we call veggie positive. And so these veggie positive guests are guests.
Veggie positive.
Veggie positive, which
right.
means that these are folks that are mindful about how they eat, and they've made a conscious decision to move veggies, grains, fruits, and nuts to the center of their plate. They could be flexitarian, pescatarian. They could just decide that, hey, I don't want to eat red meat. I want to eat more veggies. And I think intuitively people know that eating more veggies is good for you.
Well, this sort of brings up this interesting marketing question, right? Like, are you marketing around, hey, we have great food, or are you marketing around, actually, this stuff is vegan? Because, you know, when you advertise a remoulade, you're not saying it's a vegan remoulade.
Sure.
You seem to be leaning more toward just, hey, this is the food.
We're a vegan concept and always will be. And I think our vegan and vegetarian guests understand that and they depend on us for that. But I think where we come from is we start out with, what do our guests want to eat today? And so we come at it from the food first, and then what we do is we engineer it so that it's vegan. So, you know, we do a lot of product development. We do 4 seasonal menus a year. So we're always looking for what are the interesting flavors and foods that, you know, our guests are looking for, and how can we innovate and be creative and bring them things that maybe are really surprising that they didn't know that they could get at a vegetarian restaurant.
When you think about positioning yourselves, are you sort of aiming for the, you know, Panera slice of the market or the McDonald's slice of the market? Because they're very different things.
Very different. You know, McDonald's, I think, is mass market. So this is food that's inexpensive and you can appeal to a very, very, very broad audience. I think, you know, what Panera's done is they have broad appeal, but it's more for a more discerning guest that wants more of a fast casual experience. I think, you know, we consider ourselves what we call polished fast casual. Our food, it's not easy food to produce. So a lot of times it's on the edge of chef driven. We do have a lot of things in our menu that are very familiar to people, things like our Santa Fe crispy chicken sandwich. But from a quality perspective, starting with quality of ingredients and freshness, and everything's made from scratch, and we don't make the food till you order it. You know, we're aiming at more of the discerning guest that, you know, is very food conscious and wants high quality food, but they also want things that are familiar. So people can come into Veggie Grill and get an order of buffalo wings, and it's that great flavor that you expect from buffalo wings. But on a different occasion, that guest might order a quinoa power salad, which is very veggie-centric. You know, I think we're sort of redefining a genre around our food.
How do you have high-quality ingredients and sort of chef-centered or handcrafted food and keep your prices down because your prices are pretty reasonable.
It's challenging because we use a lot of specialty ingredients. So they're naturally come in at a higher cost. And so, you know, it's always a balance of price versus quality. But we try to engineer our purchasing and supply chain and our vendor partnerships so that we can keep our food affordable and guests can, you know, come in a lot. And we do have a lot of highly frequent guests. So we're not inexpensive, but we're not overly expensive as fast casual goes.
You just raised $22 million in a recent funding round. What's the pitch you're making to investors about why it's a good bet to put money behind expansion?
Well, actually, a lot of our investors really understand trend, and the trend around plant-based eating, especially with millennials and the rising tide of millennial spending, and vegan and plant-based and all that, which used to be on the fringe, is now going mainstream. So there's a lot of sort of critical mass going on around this movement to eat more plant-based items. I think over the next couple of decades, eating this type of a diet, eating this type of food is going to be more mainstream than probably our carnivorous diet today.
But you don't put that into your pitch to diners, really.
We don't. I mean, we want to be all-inclusive. So sometimes you can attach labels to your food that people can misinterpret. So if you go to market and say we're vegan, that for some folks, if you're vegan or vegetarian, you can say, wow, that's great. Other people that maybe haven't tried Veggie Grill or don't really understand our food might see vegan and go, oh, vegan, some of that vegan stuff I've tried doesn't taste very good. Or, they tend to think about brown rice and steamed broccoli as vegan food or raw food. And so we call it veggie-centric because we don't want to exclude those folks that they just want to eat more veggies and they want great flavor and great food and they don't want labels attached to who they are and how they eat.
Part of your expansion plan centers around airports and university campuses. Why those places?
Well, actually, universities, we've been getting a lot of inquiries because the student population today has a very different perception of veggie-based food, and it's actually based on demand. So you have these student populations that are saying, we want veggie options. That's a big interest there. And then in airports, I think today's traveling consumer, they're kind of tired of, and I run into this myself when I travel, trying to find something that is better for you and is flavorful in an airport can be challenging. So we think there's an opportunity to go into airports because those folks travel a lot.
When you look out at your expansion, who do you see as your competitor?
It's a good question. A lot of brands are now coming to market with better for you options. They're coming to market with a lot of vegetarian options. And we don't necessarily see that as competition. We see that as widening the audience for this type of food. I think what we do is very different than some of the other brands that have vegetarian options. We consider ourselves the experts and the innovators.
Steve Healy, CEO of Veggie Grill, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.